You are listening to the Estheticians Earning More podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 124.
Welcome to the Estheticians Earning More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started.
Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Hello, happy Monday. Welcome back. I hope you had a great week. I just got back from spending some time in the Blue Ridge Mountains with my family. My parents came to visit and they rented a treehouse for us to stay in, and it was magical. It was the perfect blend of being outside. I'm not a camper, do not like to sleep outside. I do not like to be too cold or too hot. So it was really great. We got to have the best part of camping, the campfire and being at, like, the outside just right there. And we could just, I mean, obviously outside's right here where I live too, but it's different. We're out in the forest and we could just walk around the forest, just get up in the morning, and it was really, really great. So I just got back from that, and I today wanted to talk to you about what it looks like when you start your one-to-one coaching program with me. What it looks like, what the steps we go through to help you learn how to make 100K in revenue. Best thing about this coaching program is that it is totally customizable. So whatever it is that you need in your business, we work on. So I'm going to give you some different examples of different clients that I've worked with in the past or that would be really helpful. Let's get right into it. Okay, so if you do not have a specialty, if you're that esthetician that does all the things, let's say you do lashes and you do sugaring and you do facials, you do makeup, you do all so many things, right? Kind of like I did. I used to do waxing and facials and acne and bridal makeup. So the first thing we're going to do is get you a niche. And I know that sounds really scary, but we can also customize it based on your things that you love to do and that also you make money at. So we're going to niche your business down. The second part of this step is we're going to, if you already have a product line that you love, we're going to figure out the products in that line to create a customized program. This could be the same if you're waxing or sugaring. It doesn't necessarily have to be a facial process, but it has to be specific products that the client uses to get the results that they want. So like if you listen to last week's episode with Megan, she talked about how everyone who enters her sugaring, her Brazilian sugaring program as a client, this is what we do here. You come every 3 to 4 weeks. You use these products. This is what we do. So everyone who starts with her, that is what they do. They have to continue doing that to come in and be a client. They can't just kind of come in whenever they want. She has a very streamlined program that she talks to everyone about even before they come in, before they book their first appointment. I also think that sometimes we buy a lot of products and we're really overwhelmed with the products we bought and who they will work for. So if this is something that you're having a hard time with, something that I had a hard time with, that's what you and I can do. We can break down these routines. We can figure out what that would look like. One of the things that you'll always do with me, no matter what your situation is, we talk about your business values and money and goals. This is a couple of weeks worth of work where we really sit down and like, what it is that you value in a business, what it is you want to grow, what it is you want your money goals to be, your business goals to be, all of the things. These are things that are actually, I found with working with other clients as well as doing myself, is that once you identify these things, you can have so much more clarity of your business of the next step to go. So sometimes I think we are looking at all these other things to help us figure out where to go next. But this is an exercise that I think gives so much clarity and so much also like energy into your business. And so that's what we would do next. And then we would really go into your program, figure out how we're going to talk about it on your booking site, on your website if you have one, to potential clients so that you feel very comfortable talking about your program. We're going to create a program that is suited to you, what you value. Again, we talk about your values and also what would be the most successful with your business in terms of making money. So we're not going to set up a program that doesn't really have any retail sales, that really doesn't have any what they call residual income, which is people, you know, rebuying product and things like that. We're also going to set up a program for you that, like, yes, you may have 500 clients, but they're only spending $20 with you. And that's it. That is not a profitable business. That may be why you're so exhausted, because you're doing a bunch of services that are very quick and you're not making any money from them. And you have all these clients that you have to fill in order to make any money. Then we're going to talk and really dive into your consultation. Again, once you've identified your program, then we can really figure out your consultation. So that is where that selling comes in that a lot of us feel really nervous about. I know I have felt nervous about it for a very long time. It's usually because we're not comfortable talking about our program. We're afraid we're going to be pushy. We're afraid we're going to be salesy. It comes across as really awkward and confusing. So we're going to really work on that, setting it up, outlining it, and then practicing it. And then you're going to go out into the world and try it and come back, and we will evaluate it and improve it together throughout the rest of our time together. As you're working on your consultation, we will also tie into retention. So as you create your program, retention is a big part of that program. So if you have those clients that kind of come in, you see them, you love them, you never see them again, we're going to really dive into why that's happening and create a program that will keep those people coming back. Usually that's happening for a number of reasons, and I actually will talk about that in the other examples I have, but that's usually a very easy thing to fix. And then probably the last thing that we would focus on in our 6 months together, because it's a 6-month one-on-one coaching program, is your marketing. So now you have this clear program, you know exactly what it is you do, how it's delivered to your clients, the results that they get, the products that they buy, how often they come in. It is crystal clear to you. It is crystal clear in your communication. You feel very comfortable with it. You can talk to anyone about it. Then we're going to really ramp up your marketing, because now you know what to market. And I will teach you all my tips and tricks and how to market and how to market in ways that are authentic, that people love. So the big thing that we will do is take away the focus that you've been currently having of trying to be jack of all trades and spending a lot of money on different back bar and trying to change your room around for lashes and then facials and then waxing or whatever it is that you do. Then makeup. Oh my gosh, I used to change my room into makeup and how stressful that was. And we're going to kind of stop all that cross-promoting on your Instagram and social media, and we're just going to laser focus your business so that anyone who kind of comes across your business, whether it's current or potential clients, they know exactly how to work with you and the results they're going to get. Okay, so that is for if you have no specialty currently. Okay, so let's say you do have a specialty. Let's say you're like, Brittany, I am an acne specialist. All I do, or I do sugaring, it's all I do, or I do lashes, is all I do. We are going to start with a deep evaluation of your program, all of the reasons, all the things that are happening in your program, the pricing, your current consultation, the current way that you talk about your program, all of the things. We're going to really break it down and deep dive into it to see where the gaps are that people aren't either coming back or signing up to begin with. Because those are usually two reasons why your specialty isn't growing as quickly as it should. Again, we're going to do your business values. We talked about that for the previous one. Money and goals. Again, these are the things that I think every single client I talk to about and work with, because those are the things that sometimes we don't talk about, we don't want to think about. And those are the things can really set up your business for long-term success. Then we're going to, again, deep dive into that consultation and your retention program, which is creating people to come back consistently. This is probably why, if I had to guess, your business isn't succeeding or isn't making enough money. Either the consultation is really unclear, they don't know they're signing up for a program, or they feel pressure to sign up for a program. There's a missing link there. And then they don't keep coming back because they don't really understand what it is. So we really try to figure that out, change that messaging, change the way that you talk about your program, the way that you approach new clients, all of that. And then we get into, again, the marketing, which I talked about for the previous plan, and really deep dive once we figure out all of this and we get it all ironed out, then we can work on that as well. The usual the reasons why, if you are already in a specialty and you aren't making a lot of money, you're making over 100K and you've been in business for at least two, like I would say if you haven't been in business for 2 years, you're not making 100K and you're already doing a specialty, it's probably because you're uncomfortable selling, or you don't have any kind of marketing plan and you're sharing other estheticians' posts. I know. You're like, well, but they said something that was so profound. Yes, that is not helping you. That is not growing your business. Or there may be like a problem with your rebooking or your whole program as a umbrella. So people aren't seen as a program. They're seen as individual treatments. And changing, again, the language that you use and how everything is set up on your website or on your booking page, on your Instagram page, so that people understand what it is they're signing up for when they come in for that first appointment. It's like right now I'm talking to you about how when you start with me, it's going to be the 6-month program. This is what we're going to do. I'm not telling you you're coming in for one coaching call with me, right? Like that, I'm not saying we're going to talk all about this on the first call, right? This is a 6-month thing, right? So I'm making it very clear what it is you're signing up for. There's probably some confusion there with your current clients. And then the last plan that I'm just going to give you an example of, and again, if you don't fit into one of these groups, definitely, I most likely can definitely still help you. Let me know if you have questions about that. I'm happy to talk to you more. But let's say you are in that phase of your business where maybe you are specializing. You do have clients, but you always find yourself really needing money. And because of that, you're always discounting. You're always running specials, like the special of the month, or you're discounting this, you're discounting that. And again, I'm not saying don't do that. If you're currently doing that and you're making a lot of money doing it and you're happy and your clients are happy, like, keep doing it, my friend. Do not stop. But a lot of times when we're discounting, it's just to bring people in, and then they're not really buying, they're not returning, they're not coming back, and then we're just the amount of energy and time it takes into bringing people in is so exhausting. So you kind of find yourself in this rut of just keep discounting because that at least brings money and you need money. So again, we're going to go back to, like we did the previous program plan, we're going to evaluate your current program and specialty and figure out what it is, what is happening. There can be a number of things that are happening here. We're going to figure out together. Usually the reasons this is happening is because if you are consistently marketing discounts, you get discount people. I know you know that already. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. And then people always expect that discount, so they're only going to come in if there's a discount. They're like, well, what's the October special? What's the November special? If there's no special, they're not going to come in. So you kind of have that person. A lot of times the people that are always looking for specials are not interested in buying products. They are not interested in coming monthly or every few weeks or whatever it is. They are not looking to spend that kind of money. And so you bring them in with this discount, and then they're like, oh, that's great, but I just wanted to come in for a facial, or I just wanted to come in for a brow wax, or I just wanted to come in for a lash set. I don't actually want to come back and get my lashes filled again, or whatever it is, right? So we have to kind of figure out the holes in your current business of why that is happening. And it usually has a lot to do with your feelings about it. And no matter what, wherever you're coming from in your business, a lot of the things we're going to work on is your feelings. I know I'm talking very like business heavy here about the actual strategy that you and I are going to work on together. And just as important and just as often, we're going to be talking about the mindset and your own feelings and thoughts around your business and beliefs that are holding you back. So maybe you already know a lot of these things, but you just cannot do it. It's because like those big beliefs are just literally like cement and holding you back because you're so afraid of taking the next step, moving forward, investing more time and money, and then it not working. So it's like you're like, no, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. It's going to work eventually, which may happen, maybe true, but that those mindset, those mind blocks are really what's hurting you. So we are going to talk a lot of strategy, especially if you're in this kind of needing money phase. We're also going to really talk about mindset. Mindset is going to be a big part of our every week conversation when we have our weekly meetings. So that will be really helpful for you, especially if you are in this camp. And then again, after we kind of figure out the program and what's why it's not working, we're going to go into the values, monies, and goals, all the things that we do with all of my clients, again, go through your consultation. Usually, this is where we find what you do doesn't come across as unique to people. They may be like, it's a facial, it's a lash tint, it's a lash lift, it's a whatever, it's a Brazilian wax. Like, it just is like everyone does a type of thing. So we have to figure out how people perceive maybe what you're doing and elevate it in some way. Make it really unique and fun. And then again, with the retention and marketing, the same kind of things we do with everyone to really zone in once we figure out how to make it compelling, how to make it exciting, and then grow from that. Like I was just saying, yes, a big part of what we do is the strategy that I just talked about how you and I are going to take your business, break it apart, figure out what's working, what isn't working. I ask you a ton of questions. I get a ton of information from you. I give you my advice, consistently give you my advice as we work together over 6 months. And a big part of what we do together is make that plan and then overcome the beliefs that are holding you back from executing that plan. Like you and I, you could hire me for one appointment. We could sit down, we can make a plan, but it can be really hard to execute that plan. Maybe you've tried before in the past and it did not work. Maybe you have learned marketing techniques. So you've followed certain programs that you've learned and it's still not working for you. Maybe you've invested a ton of money in your business. I know I did. I invested thousands of dollars in becoming a makeup artist and ended up walking away from makeup artistry. And that was super hard for me. I was like, my kit alone was like $3,000, right? And I don't use it anymore. And I also invested so much money learning how to sugar and I never could figure it out. I spent so much time and money trying to learn how to sugar because everyone told me sugaring was so profitable and it is, but you have to like doing it and be good at doing it. And neither of those things were true for me. And so like if I was coaching me back then, we would really talk about like my hangups of like, but no, I still really want to offer sugaring I still want to get better at it. I still want to keep, you know, makeup open because, you know, I'm really good at it and people book me really quickly and I make a lot of money. But like I hated waking up at 4 a.m. and dragging my kit across town to meet a grouchy bridesmaid and doing her makeup. Like, yes, did she look great? Yes. The picture is amazing. Of course. Did I do a great job? Yes. But it was not a fun job. I didn't like doing it. Acne lit me up inside. When I would sit down with an acne person, I felt like I was coming alive. I absolutely loved it. So I want to figure that out with you. I want to figure out what you've been doing that hasn't been working and then overcome the beliefs that have been holding you back from making that change and walking you through that change. That's what we're going to do when we start. The link is in my show notes. Let's go. that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got a really good understanding of what it's going to look like when we start working together. I cannot wait. Talk to you next week. Have a fantastic week. Bye for now. Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helped my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.